Michigan's Independent Redistricting Commission is seeking more time to redraw the state's political maps, citing expected delays in the release of U.S. Census data, data that will be essential to the commission's work. Joining us now is Sue Hammersmith, Executive Director of the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. Sue, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you, April. I'm so pleased to be back on the program.
The commission has decided to hire a firm based in Virginia to help draw the district maps. Can you tell us a little bit about the relationship between the firm and the commission? I mean, what are the things that the commission cannot do itself that the contractor might be able to accomplish?
So there aren't too many citizens who have the capabilities and the software to actually draw maps for the districts that will be required through the process. So the commission felt it was best to seek an independent contractor to provide the mapping services, and they have chosen Election Data Services out of Virginia for this service.
There was some concern among commission members about this specific firm, that the firm has a reputation for drawing districts that look like a Picasso painting. Has that concern been resolved?
This is the group that has been hired, and it is the job of the commission then to make sure that the lines are drawn fairly and in a nonpartisan manner. So they did bring a team of both Republicans, Democrats, and also an independents to the table, and they have said that all three will be working on maps. And again, the commission's job is to make sure the maps are drawn in a fair and a transparent manner. So they will be upholding that end of the Constitution to make sure this really happens.
There have been some major concerns expressed about the timing of the U.S. Census results, which are going to be coming in late this summer, and the commission's constitutional obligation to draw new districts by a deadline not long after that in September. How big of a concern is the discrepancy in those dates right now?
April, it's a big enough concern that the commission voted on Friday to seek relief from this deadline from the Supreme Court. And here's the reason. The census data is supposed to come in on September 30th. The commission is supposed to have final maps drawn by November 1st. However, there's a 45-day comment period, which goes back to September 17th, which would, in essence, require the maps to be drawn by September 17th. And that is an impossibility without having the census data, which has now been delayed twice, first from April 1st to July 30th, and then from July to the September 30th date. So they've made it difficult process for the commission. But in the meantime, we have a lot of work to do. So we're going to be holding first our public hearings before a first line is drawn. So that's really important, that we want people to engage in public hearings throughout the state and for people to engage in any kind of public comment. They can go to our website. They can go to, they can come to a commission meeting and provide public comment. So that's the most important thing right now. So we're going to focus on what's most important and all the steps that we need to take and that we can take prior to getting the census data.
The method through which the commission asked for a reprieve was by making this request to the state Supreme Court. Could you run us through sort of the gist of the argument? Is it just sort of to say that there was something like an act of God in the delay of the census response this year and we just need more time?
We haven't yet filed with the Supreme Court. Our legal counsel got permission to file with the Supreme Court, and that is all that has been done to date. More details will follow on that as the commission and general counsel work out the plan to seek this relief from the date that is really impossible to meet.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the process as it stands. Walk us through what's going to be happening with the public meetings.
The public meetings are being scheduled in May and June. They will be scheduled throughout the state. The commission has not yet determined a final list of locations. The Constitution, however, requires at least 10 public meetings before any maps are drawn. So we will meet that minimum criteria and do our best to go above and beyond to seek input in as many communities and from as many people as possible. This is really a citizens-driven process, and we want to make sure that people give their input, especially around the area of communities of interest. So if there's a cultural or historical or economic group that doesn't want to be divided up into different districts, they need to come forward and tell us, this is really important to us, and we want to make sure when the maps are drawn that our community of interest is included in those maps as a whole unit that can vote together on what we feel is important to us.
And then what will the plan of action be once the census data finally is released?
Interestingly enough, it's just like we can't get to work the next day. There are details that need to be worked into the plan by the state of Michigan. So, for example, they will overlay the census data on voting data. So there's lots of things that need to happen before we can actually get to the mapping process. So there will be some delay. Everybody is doing their best to make sure that everything happens as quickly as humanly possible in the process.
I'm starting to see why you wanted to make that request for a delay. Once the lines are drawn, Sue, as we look down to the later stages of the process, do you anticipate there'll be a time when the public, or I guess even elected officials, can lobby their complaints or concerns about the maps as they're proposed?
According to the Constitution, once the lines are drawn, there's supposed to be a 45-day public comment period and also 5 public hearings at a minimum that the commission will host. So there is more input after the maps are drawn, and then the commission would need to meet again in an open and transparent meeting, open to the public, that they can have further discussion based on more input.
I know that there's not a lot of latitude in how this process was initially described and set into motion. You know, it wasn't the commission's choice to work on the timeline that it has. How is everybody involved in this feeling about the likelihood of maps being drawn in such a way that will make it that will make them useful for people who are running elections in the years to come?
We actually had the director of the Bureau of Elections meet with the commission on March 5th to have this discussion because people need to file for primaries by April 19th and, an upcoming election. So there's a very tight timeline there, and we're going to work with the Michigan Department of State and the Bureau of Elections so that we can mutually meet our deadlines as best possible. So it's quite a balancing act. Typically, it takes 6 months from census data for the Bureau of Elections to get ready. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done in compressed time frames, but we feel that by working together, we can achieve more than going our separate ways. So we are working with Bureau of Elections and the Department of State to make sure that future elections can be held with the new districts drawn and in a fair and most transparent process.
There's something that people may be aware of, that the U.S. Census releases all kinds of data throughout the year. Of course, there is the big count that happens every 10 years, but there are different types of data and data analyses that can be done just about any time. Is any of that information of use to the commission in its process?
It may help with the work, and certainly I believe commissioners will be engaging in exercises to utilize that data. I'm not sure how it will pan out as far as the final maps. I mean, we can use the American Community Survey data as one tool to look at mapping, but we honestly don't know if that's a good indicator of what the 2020 census will look like or not. So, again, we will have to wait until that final data is available to us in order to draw the maps.
This is quite an unusual situation in what was already something of a new experiment for Michigan, and a lot of pressure, frankly. How's everybody on the commission getting along?
I would say the commissioners have done quite a good job of making sure that once decisions are made, they move on, of being respectful to each other, of trying to make sure that the best job is done for the people of Michigan. So I think everybody's committed to the goal, which is most important, and that is fair lines are drawn for future elections. So I think that commitment to the goal will be the, if you will, the saving grace of this commission of 13 randomly selected people who were engaged together in this process.
Many of our communities in Michigan are divided by different understandings of what's going on in America right now. And there are still some people holding to misinformation, disinformation, or outright lies about the election being stolen. Has that been much of an issue among the members?
I don't believe that's been any issue among the members. Again, they understand that their goal is to create nonpartisan maps. And I see that expressed by everybody, no matter which party they're from or whether they're an independent. They are committed to the task ahead of them, and they are, I don't see them veering from committing to the task of drawing nonpartisan fair maps for Michigan.
Sue Hammersmith is the executive director of the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. Sue, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, April.